What's up, Northwoods? Here we are, day six, and we're almost through week one. And I just want to remind you that just because we've already started doesn't mean that you can't still invite people to jump in and join us. If this time's been a blessing to you, then I want to encourage you to invite others to jump in and experience the joy of fasting and pursuing the Lord. As we've been every day during this time, we're spending time in Psalm 119. And this first week, we've been digging into the many different terms that this psalm likens to God's word. So the first day, we looked at the term decrees, which spoke to the permanency of God's word. Then in day two, we looked at the term testimony, which reminds us that God's word is a testimony of how he has come through for his people in the past. Next, we encountered the word laws, which tells us that God's word is to be the rule of law in all of our dealings. On day four, we went the term law, and we talked about how God's word isn't just for gaining knowledge, but for following. And then yesterday, we spent some time on the word precepts, which spoke to the detailed instructions of the Lord, and we talked about how his instructions set us free. And now today, I want to introduce you to another synonym we find for God's word. Let's read through verses 49 through 56. Remember your word to your servant, for you have given me hope. My comfort in my suffering is this: your promise preserves my life. The arrogant mock me unmercifully, but I do not turn from your laws. I remember, Lord, your ancient laws, and I find comfort in them. Indignation grips me because of the wicked who have forsaken your laws. Your decrees are the theme of my song wherever I lodge. In the night, Lord, I remember your name that I may keep your law. This has been my practice. I obey your precepts. In reading this, we're reminded that the Psalms cover every range of human emotion. Happiness, sadness, fear, confusion, anger, they're all there. Which reminds us that whatever we might be feeling, we can always bring it to God. But in the midst of our emotions, if we're going to stay grounded, there must be something that we cling to, that anchors us. And the psalmist shows us this. Look again at verse 50. My comfort in my suffering is this: your promise preserves my life. Now here again, we're introduced to another synonym for God's word. God's word is also made up of promises. That word promise is the Hebrew word imrah, which is derived from the verb to say. See, it's in the midst of our despair, when our emotions can feel paralyzing, that we must cling to the promises, what God has said in his word. So when I'm feeling anxious, I might turn to the promise of Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So we might take that promise and we say, thank you, Lord, that as I pray about everything and bring all my anxieties to you, that your peace is a promise and will guard my heart and my mind. When I'm afraid, I turn to Psalm 23 and verse 4, which says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Thank you, Lord, that you have promised that you will be with me today. When I need wisdom and guidance and I'm unsure about what to do next, we cling to James chapter 1 and verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. So we will take that promise and say, Lord, thank you that when I need wisdom, I can turn to you and you will guide me. That's a promise. When we can't see how God could bring any good from whatever situation we might be in, we need to remember Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. We might take that promise and say, God, I thank you that this morning, whenever I'm listening today, that even when we can't see it, you are working together all things for good to those who love you. It's God's promises that comfort us in times of need. What promises from God's word do you need to hold on today? As we close, spend some time in your prayer journal that we've provided declaring some of the promises of God over your life today. I love you all, and I'll see you tomorrow.